You're listening to the Membership Geeks Podcast, bringing you proven practical tips and advice from the leading experts on growing a successful membership business.
What's up, my fellow membership geeks? How are you doing? Welcome to another episode of the show. I am your host, Mike Morrison, and this is the number one place to be for proven practical tips, advice, and insights on how to grow a successful, meaningful membership business. Thank you for joining me today. I do hope you are doing well and everything's going fantastic in your membership. If this is your first time listening, welcome to the show. Be sure to hit that subscribe or follow button in your podcast app, because I guarantee you're not going to want to miss a single installment of membership wisdom. And you're probably going to want to dive into that archive of 380 plus episodes, because there's a lot of gold in those archives, and it's 99% all still relevant today as it was when it was first recorded, going all the way back to 2015. 2015, can you believe it? Almost a decade of dishing out membership tips. And from the feedback we get on the show, you're not sick of the sound of my voice just yet. So yeah, that's great. And if you are a long-term listener, whether you've been with us since 2015 or just since last week, you know that I love and appreciate each and every one of you. And I'm so grateful for every second of time and attention you give to the show. And I truly do hope that it helps you in your lives as membership owners. Okay, speaking of which, we're going to talk about ways in which you as a membership owner can stay ahead of the competition, stay at the forefront of your industry, and keep your finger on the pulse of what's happening, what's relevant, and ensure that you're using that to fuel what you do in your membership. Because it's so easy to become stale. It's so easy to become complacent, to rest on your laurels. Because what happens is, when you start a membership, you go from becoming a pianist, a bass player, a marketing coach, a crocheting fanatic, into being a membership business owner. Yes, you'll still have all of that stuff, but when running a membership becomes the center point of everything you do, you will reach a point where you are a business owner, an entrepreneur, a membership owner first, and a whatever it was you were before second. I'm certain there will be people listening shaking their head saying, nope, I've been running my business for years, that is not me. Might be true, but it's rarer than you might think that people kind of stay true and stay pure in their hobby, their passion, and that it's not in some way eclipsed by the fact that they are now running a business, running a membership around it. And it's not just something that happens with memberships. You know, a lot of people say that you should start a business based around what you love, but the downside of that is it then becomes a business. It then stops being a hobby. It then stops being a passion and becomes a vocation, a day-to-day operation. And when that happens, you need to be perhaps a little more vigilant and a little more purposeful in ensuring that you keep that passion, you keep that energy, that interest, and you don't stray too far away from your target audience. And even if you want to make sure that you are thinking about the business strategy more than thinking about knitting patterns or something like that, from a strategic point of view, staying close to the pulse of what's going on is strategically advantageous. So there's five ways that you can do that when you are a membership owner and have less time and perhaps just have less enthusiasm. Let's face it, if you're creating content all day about this topic, you might not then have the enthusiasm when work is done to go off and actually indulge and participate in that area as a pastime, right? So, five ways you can keep your finger on the pulse and as a result stay ahead of your competition. The first is to ensuring that you're regularly soliciting member feedback. This is something every membership site owner should be doing. Ultimately, it's your members who will direct you on where to go to achieve success with your membership. Now, you can analyze member behavior, looking into analytics and stats and looking at the numbers on who uses which sections of your site, what content is most compelling. You should be doing that, but you should also be getting feedback straight from the horse's mouths and conducting things like member surveys. Having questionnaires, onboarding questionnaires. When a new member joins your site, we want to know why. Now you might think, well, we don't want to question why. We're just grateful that they've joined. And of course we're grateful they joined, but we need that insight into what compelled them to join. What is the problem that they are hoping your membership will help them address? What is the outcome that they are here for? What drove them here? What are they hoping to achieve? What transformation are they looking for? We need to know that so we know what the most prominent motivators for our community and our audience are, and we can adapt and tailor our marketing and our member experience accordingly. We want to conduct regular member surveys for our existing members too. Again, what is their number one priority? How satisfied are they with their member experience? What content has been most useful and most helpful? What would they like to see? What challenges might they have in making best use of your membership? We want to be getting this feedback and feeding on it in order to ensure that the direction of our membership, that the content that we create, the features that we have, are always in tune with and aligned with our member needs that, of course, are going to be reflective of, you know, what their world is like as a business owner, as a hobbyist, as a musician who joined your site to learn. We're going to get that feedback straight from the horse's mouths, and it's going to be invaluable in ensuring that you're always fine-tuning, because you are always going to be fine-tuning your membership and evolving it to stay ahead of the pace, to stay on the pulse. And you can only do that if you're getting member feedback. And we want that feedback from people who leave too. We want to know, why are people leaving? What are the challenges? What are the needs we're not meeting? What have they accomplished? What have they not been able to accomplish? We need this feedback. Feedback is like oxygen for successful memberships, and it is so valuable as the number one thing to keep you ahead of the curve and stay ahead of the competition. Number two is being active in your own community. Every membership owner who has a community section, if you have a forum or a Facebook group or a community area, if you're using a platform like Circle, you need to make sure that you show up and serve within that community for a variety of reasons. First and foremost, if you don't show up and participate in your own community, why would anybody else? It's like if you're a chef who won't eat your own food, why would anybody else? It should be somewhere that you're excited and enthusiastic about being, and as a result, that will elicit excitement and enthusiasm amongst your member base too. But there is that strategic advantage that comes from it. It's not just about, you know, setting an example and encouraging other people to be active in the community. It's not just about the added value that members will be receiving from being able to actually swim in your circle and interact with you. Like, that is huge value, and that's something that people will put a lot of stock in. But from your perspective, you get to observe, you get to participate, the conversations that people are having, the people in the trenches, the people doing the thing, the practitioners, you get to actually have that direct line into what their fears are, their concerns are, their problems, their challenges. What do they get excited about? What are they a bit muted about? What's recently happened or recently changed in their world that perhaps you might have been a little more oblivious to because you're not in that world as much day to day? Or even if you are still heavily involved in doing the thing, it's such a clunky way of addressing it, but it's doing the thing. Like, you no longer are really doing the thing. You are helping other people do the thing. You're doing the thing that helps people do the things. Man, this is highbrow intellectual stuff right now, right? But you're not doing the thing as much as other people are doing the thing. But you can observe what they're facing, what has changed, what they're aware of, what they're not aware of. And even if you are still doing the thing, you're more advanced, right? You're doing the thing in a different way. You might think you can remember what it was like to be a beginner, but you probably don't know what it's like to be a beginner in 2024. You probably don't know what it's like being a beginner or being at the start of your journey in a post-pandemic world. You can't associate with that. So you need to go where the people are. You need to be seeing the conversations. Even if you're not part of them, you need to know what conversations are happening. What is changing? What are the main, you know, moving and shaking elements within your community? And that community area is where your hotline is to what is going on within that particular market or that particular industry. And again, it's critical to staying ahead of the curve. The third thing you can do is to keep your hand in as a practitioner. You know, if you're not doing the thing, try to do the thing a little bit more. Whether it's having a little kind of personal project, again, this is going to be very, very different according to what your thing is, what the topic is. But if you're teaching music, carve out time in your week to just enjoy it yourself as a hobby. Because what will probably be happening is the majority of the time that you're, you know, playing your bass guitar or playing piano or playing drums, now the majority of the time you're doing that will likely come with a purpose connected to your membership, connected to your business. You play the drums when you're recording a lesson teaching other people to play the drums. Make sure that you're also carving out time to just play them for the sake of playing them, to learn a new song, to start a new crafting project, to write a little story that you're not going to share with anyone. You're not going to put it on social. You're not going to create a course or a workshop or a tutorial in your membership. You're just doing it for you. Keep that love of the thing. If you're teaching something that's a little drier, that's not necessarily a creative hobby or something like that, if you're teaching marketing, you're teaching business, think about having a little side project that is kind of just for you, that enables you to engage in the subject, engage in the practicing of the thing you're teaching for your own reasons, totally siloed, totally independent of your membership. Keeping your hand in as a practitioner is going to help you stay sharp. It ensures that you still have a foot in the world in which you have now become a leader. You have now become a teacher. You've now become a figurehead. If you're a website developer, build a little personal project. Have a little hobby website that is just removed from everything you're doing. If you teach people podcasting, start a podcast that is just on a passion of yours. That is not a podcast about podcasting strategy. You know, my good friend Mark Asquith from Captivate FM, who, by the way, are the hosts for this fantastic podcast, and they are phenomenal. Like, Mark has great podcasts around Star Wars because he loves Star Wars. The only reason he has that podcast, he loves Star Wars. He loves talking about Star Wars. He has a podcast about golf that he recently started because he's really gotten into golf. And that's it. That's the reason he has that podcast. He doesn't use that podcast to then plug at the end and say, oh, by the way, you know, we host podcasts. And if you want to start a podcast like this, no. He does it for the love of it. He does it for the passion of it. But it also keeps his hand in there as a practitioner too. And that will really, really help you stay ahead of your competition and stay on the cutting edge of your industry, because it helps you keep that finger on the pulse and one foot in the world in which you are teaching, you are leading, you are influencing. Number four, take a look at what's working outside of your own industry. Every market, every industry has its own entrenchments. It has its own ways that things have always been done. And they're not always the best way that things should be done. But what will happen is when we start a business in a particular world where there's a lot of other people doing similar things, or where there's a lot of norms, a lot of things that are just accepted as this is the way it's done. This is how people like things. This is how, you know, like crafting enthusiasts approach this. And that's the way it's always been done. This is how everybody who is helping teachers with their learning materials in classrooms. This is how it has to be approached, because this is just how it's done. This is what they expect. And so everyone then falls in line, and the entrenchment gets deeper. People just keep doing the things they've always done because that's the way it's always been done, and that's the way everyone else is doing them. Sometimes if you want to really push ahead of the pack, you need to look outside of that bubble. You need to get outside of the box. You need to get outside your comfort zone, and you need to push some of your audience outside of that comfort zone too. So pay close attention to what's happening outside of your own industry. If you're researching or you're trying to get inspiration for ideas on how a membership within your market can be successful, don't look at other memberships within your market exclusively. Look at other memberships in a variety of topics that are impressing you and think, what can I potentially do to adapt this approach and make it work within my industry? And it doesn't just have to be about memberships. Everything, you know, podcasting, video marketing, content marketing, blogging, the way people are using social media. There might be things that are tried and tested that are almost commonplace in one particular market or one industry, but that nobody is doing within your market. But you can see that it is something that works. You can see that it's something that's effective. It's just no one in your market has cottoned onto it. So, you know, if you're in a hobby market, look at what people who are more well-versed in online marketing, you know, they might be doing to promote a totally different type of business. Like people who are selling online marketing services or social media consultants, how are they using social media? Is it something that people just aren't yet doing in your industry? Can you adapt this thing from one place into your place? There's going to be a lot of trial, a lot of experimentation, but looking at what's working outside of your industry is going to give you a much wider source of inspiration, source of ideas, and a much greater chance that you'll strike onto something that other people, your competitors, and other people in your industry simply aren't doing because they're so deeply dug in to the way things have always been done within your particular market. Step outside of that bubble, and that will help you stay ahead of the curve. And finally, and I kind of touched on this in the last point, join other memberships. Join other memberships. It's such a simple and obvious thing, but so many people, again, don't do it because they get a little too locked into thinking about, okay, I need to look at what's happening in my industry. Joining other memberships is one of the best ways of learning what works and what doesn't work in terms of building a successful membership business. Because you get to go through the experience of being on the other end of the equation. You get to experience being a member and think about and reflect on how certain ways people do things in their membership make you feel. Do they make you feel supported? Do they make you feel encouraged? Does it make you feel confused? Does it make you feel clear on where to go? Does it make you motivated? Does it make you angry? Going through that experience in unrelated memberships is a gold mine when it comes to refining and really nailing your own strategy within your membership. And again, adapting things that work and fitting them into your approach while also ensuring that you are navigating potentially bad decisions because you get to see, you know, what's going wrong in other memberships as well. It's something that we've always done. We always, from day one, we join other memberships. We go through that experience. We experience being a member of a variety of different membership websites. Some are, you know, hobbies that we want to learn. And so, you know, we go and join a membership because we know that memberships are a great place to learn the stuff you want to learn, to do the thing, right? But some will go in and we'll be members of other memberships as a learning experience to stay sharp, to stay ahead of the curve. In fact, inside Membership Academy, we have a whole series called Membership Insider, which is literally me joining other memberships, hitting record on my screencast software, and kind of just in real-time stream of consciousness, recording my reaction, my thoughts, my analysis of everything that happens during that process. So it's not like a reflective look at these experiences, and sometimes that has unintentionally comical results because I'm a little less filtered when I'm actually going through it in real time. But again, the learning experience is immense, and we're able to pass those lessons on to other people in what we do. And speaking of Membership Academy, we've got a lot of amazing stuff in Membership Academy. The Membership Roadmap is the single best program for learning how to start a membership, hands down. I will fight anyone who wants to challenge me on that, seriously. And Membership Growth Matrix is just phenomenal. It's cutting edge, proven framework for growing your membership, all that good stuff. We've got the absolute best program, the best offering, the best content for anyone looking to build, launch, grow a successful membership. However, we quite often find, and this is backed up from member feedback, that some of the biggest learnings come simply from being a member of our membership and seeing how we do it ourselves. And people tell us this: love your content, it helped me do X, Y, and Z. But actually, the real gold is just learning how you do it, watching what you do, and adapting the things that I love about being in your membership into my membership. So people get as much value, if not more, from just sitting back and watching what we do, as they do from all the great content and features and coaching support and everything that we provide. Now, obviously, that creates a little bit of extra pressure for us because, you know, we need to make sure that we are another level and we set the bar high. And we also need to make sure that we temper people's expectations of what they're able to replicate because, you know, we have to remind people, listen, your membership doesn't have to be at the heights of ours because you don't have that spotlight on how good your membership is, if that makes sense. You know, if you are the leading expert in online memberships, your own membership needs to be pretty incredible, right? But this just reinforces the point. Joining other memberships, experiencing being a member and learning from how they do things, both good and bad, that is going to help you get endless inspiration and ideas for evolving and iterating and refining your own strategy, your own approach. And this is going to help you stay ahead of the curve, stay ahead of the competition, stay at the forefront of serving your audience with your membership business. All right, so those are five ways that you as a membership owner can stay ahead of the competition. Number one, regularly solicit member feedback. It is the lifeblood of any successful membership, or indeed any membership that wants long-term sustainable success. Never reach a point where you assume you know better than your entire member base. You always need to be soliciting and feeding on that member feedback. Number two, be active in your own community. Not only does it show a good example and encourage others to show up, but that is a direct line to the people you are serving. Observe, watch their conversations. What do they care about? What are they struggling with? How can you utilize that to better serve them and to stay ahead of things? Number three, keep your hand in as a practitioner. Find a way to keep doing the thing. Not everything you do around your topic needs to have a monetary or a business aspect to it. Deliberately carve out some time to just do the thing for the love of the thing. Number four, step outside of the bubble, get out the comfort zone, get out the box, and look at what's working outside your own industry. There is a whole world of untested, untried strategies within your market that other people are doing successfully in totally unrelated areas that you can adapt to your own industry to give you an advantage. And the biggest advantage comes from number five, joining other memberships to see how they're doing it. Learn the good, learn the bad, learn what resonates with you, and experience being a member so you can take that experience back to your membership, improve things, refine things in ways that are going to always have you at the absolute cutting edge of your market with your competitors miles away in the rearview mirror. All right, I do hope today's episode has proven useful to you. Hopefully it's given you a bit of food for thought, a bit of inspiration. And if you want to see how we do our thing, get yourself over to membershipacademy.com. Not only is it where we do our best work, but also, you know, You're going to learn so much from just coming and just sitting back and watching what we do. Chances are, though, you're not going to do too much sitting back because we've got an incredible community and a wealth of tools, resources, discounts, templates, workshops, training on everything that you need in your journey through launching a brand new membership to running, scaling, and growing a successful membership for the long term. It's all in there. But yeah, you're going to also learn a lot just from seeing what we do in there as well. All right, that is it from me for this week. Thanks again so much for hanging out with me. I do hope you found today's episode useful. I'll be back again very soon with another installment of the Membership Geeks Podcast. Bye for now. If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast, we invite you to check out membershipacademy.com. Membership Academy is the original membership about memberships, and it's the essential resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and running a successful online membership business. Whether you're still trying to figure out what your idea is going to be and you need some help making it a reality, or whether your website is already up and running and you're looking for ways to grow and attract new members, then Membership Academy can help you to get to the next level. Not only do you get access to our step-by-step membership roadmap, our extensive training library, and exclusive member-only discount and tools, you'll also become part of our supportive, active community of membership owners that will help you along the way in your journey with feedback, encouragement, and advice. All of this and more make Membership Academy the number one place to be for anyone looking to start, manage, and grow a successful membership business. Check it out and join the community at membershipacademy.com.